Long Road Down Under, Sydney, Australia. Australia, or Stralia, as locals call it, is like the extra patch of quilt, far from everything and yet has threads from everywhere. Sydney reminds me of the laid-back beaches of San Diego, mixed with San Francisco's metropolitan class. At the Central Synagogue in Bondi, morning prayer is followed by a shot of Black Label whiskey. A Holocaust survivor from my grandfather's birth city of Belzi, Moldova, is on hand to help me with tefillin, as if I was the grandson he never had a chance to meet. After night prayers, New York rabbis are there to show around the Chabad and the Yeshiva. Walking to the beach, you can grab a bagel with lox as surfers with kippahs run to catch the morning surf or practice yoga on the beach. Walk through downtown to the Central Synagogue to see the original waterfront colonial architecture. In between Bondi and downtown is a Jewish museum describing Australian Jewish history since the penal colony days, when misbehaving or poor Jews found themselves on ships bound for the continent prison. The museum shows post-war and immigration-era anti-Semitism, as well as the Jewish-Australian fight for the Aboriginal human rights. In Sydney, synagogues are by no means hidden, and at least in Sydney, Jews feel free following Judaic customs as if they were in Israel, if not more so. It hasn't always been an easy road, as immigrants rarely feel accepted by the locals upon first arrival. But from generals to comedians and scientists, famous names with Hebrew roots have been given an opportunity to make their mark in the Oceanic nation.